In his later years, Ossie Davis became known as a wizened old presence of stage and screen, an actor, producer, director, and all-around standard-bearer of authority. He was also pretty funny. In a career that spanned 50 years, Ossie Davis found new ways to speak to audiences and new audiences to make his own. Ossie Davis died this week at the age of 87. Weekend Edition's entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell joins us. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Ossie Davis was, in many ways, authentically just almost straight out of the Harlem Renaissance.
He absolutely was that. And one of my favorite Ossie Davis performances, you see him in The Scalp Hunters with Burt Lancaster. And, you know, Burt Lancaster was such an immense physical presence that he could almost wipe anybody off the screen just by smiling and flicking his hair back. And Ossie Davis could open that grin of his and basically stand up to Burt Lancaster in more ways than one. Was just so exciting to watch. Had he been born 40 years later, he'd be in the same league as Denzel Washington or Will Smith right now. But unlike those actors, it was very important to him to let people know where he stood as an African-American, and that was a result of him coming out of Harlem during that period of enormous artistic and cultural and intellectual growth and curiosity.
He was the director of Cotton Comes to Harlem, which was one of the funniest motion pictures of the 1970s.
It was the first time Red Fox ever appeared before a camera, we should say. And because of the part he played, he got Sanford and Son.
I want to talk a bit about his relationship with Spike Lee. Do the Right Thing, School Days, Jungle Fever, Malcolm X. What was their mutual attraction?
Spike Lee had an enormous amount of respect for Ossie Davis, which is a rarity that he had an enormous amount of respect for anybody. But he respected the fact that Ossie Davis was a friend and admirer of Malcolm X's and was there with Malcolm, and Spike Lee turned to Ossie for basically his understanding of the period and what a complicated man and leader Malcolm X was.
When Ossie Davis rereads the actual words of the eulogy that he delivered at Malcolm X's funeral, the emotional impact is astonishing.
At this final hour, in this quiet place, Harlem has come to bid farewell to one of its brightest hopes, extinguished now and gone from us forever.
Ossie Davis had a gift as a public speaker and as a cultural observer of clearing the air and defining a moment. I hope he's acknowledged in a big way at the Academy Awards, given that there are four nominees, although two of them are Jamie Foxx, there are four nominees African-American this year, and I don't think any of them would be where they were without the example of Ossie Davis.
Weekend Edition's entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell, who's also host of the program The Treatment on KCRW. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.